I'll see. I'm overweight, so I can't fit in. No problem. Okay. Let's see. We left off on the Tesis, Adam Zemimim. And Dav Dalam in the day. Tesis quotes the Mivor has a Kiddush. So we have a Din Kasha, Zomer Vulay Kasha Asa. So Tesis says it applies to Misa and to Malkus, but it doesn't apply to Mammon, because Mammon is Efsha Bachazor. And we mentioned in the Muki Esed and Ches Tzabat, and Adaf Nun Vav, quotes the Ritva who disagrees with Tesis. Kasha Zomer Vulay Kasha Asa even applies to Mammon as well. Yeah, the Rambam sounds like he holds. Rambam says, Beferish, the Pashtus and Rambam, Kasher Zomer VaKasher Rasa, only applies to Misa, doesn't even apply to Malkus. If the witnesses testify falsely that someone deserves Malkus, doesn't already administer to Malkus, so then you still give Malkus to the Yehud. So the Raibid is Masin on the Rambam, what happened to the Nin, Kasher Zomer VaKasher Rasa. So Rav Chaim has a whole fantastic, very imaginative interpretation, but the Pashup Shat in the Rambam is that he doesn't hold that there's a din we mentioned. The Rav Hachshava says Pashup Shat that he doesn't hold from a din of Kasher Zomer VaKasher Asa. He just holds from a din Kasher Masas L'Achiv Adayin L'Achiv Kayom. That's the whole din. It's not because Kasher Asa, even if Bela dies from a heart attack, not that Bezna administered the Mises Bezna. He dies a natural death. Also, once he's dead, so the chiyuv of Eidim Zanimim is always considered as if it's collected by the person against whom they testified falsely. So if they try to give the death penalty is usually Misa Lashemayim. That's a thesis later, we'll get to it in the next parak. And here it's considered Misa Lazer. It's considered as if the Nidon, the person against whom they testified falsely, as if he's collecting the death penalty from them. So if he's dead, there's no one there to collect. And this chiyuv doesn't go be Yerusha. Other chiyuvim, whenever someone owes money to someone else, and the person dies, the malva dies, so the Yerushim get it be Yerusha. And here it doesn't go be Yerusha. That's the dim is Ban Shochid Kai. And by Malkus, it wouldn't matter, even if you gave Malkus, but if the fellow's still alive, so then there's whom to collect, someone there alive to collect. And if, let's say, by Malkus, the Bezin did not administer the Malkus, but the guy died from a heart attack, the one against him, they testify again, if he's not alive, so there's no one to collect. So there is no din in Kasher Asa. According to the Rambam, that's the simple pshat. Chaim has a very, very imaginative interpretation, but the Pashim Shah in the Rambam is like the Rav Hachshava said, that the Rambam holds no din b'chal Kasher Asa, like Kasher Asa. It's only din is Mashiach Yitzchayim, and perhaps that's the Bir HaDover, that it's considered as if the Oynish Kasher Asa is collected by the Nidon, the one against whom they testified. If he's not alive, so there's no one there to collect. The Ritva, on the other hand, we understand, he says, Kasher Zomer VaKasher Asa, it applies to Malkus and to Misa and to Mammon, it applies to any case. Whenever the Bezin already administered the Oynish, so then we don't need to give Kasher Zomer. What is the Bir and the Ritva? Why does Tosfos say it applies to Malkus and to Misa, not to Mammon, because Efsha B'Chazor? Why does that make a difference, Efsha B'Chazor? So there's a famous explanation that's given by Rav Naftali Trupp. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin. I remember Dr. Belkom was once commenting to us, you boys don't realize how lucky you are. You have Rabbi Soloveitchik, he gives a shiur. Everybody understands the shiur, he says, by Rav Naftali. How many students understood? 5 students understood. Most of the people didn't know what he was talking about. He said, Rabbi Soloveitchik is such a good Balmaz, everybody understands. Rabbi Soloveitchik makes one little mistake. He thinks that he's such a good Balmaza, he thinks even the walls can understand. He thinks even the stupid students can't understand. He had a little critique against Rav Soloveitchik when he was younger, when he was healthy. So he used to feel very angry why the students didn't chop the first time when he gave the shiur. He already thought it out 100 times, the student hitting it the first time. So they didn't catch what he said. He used to scream, the walls know the error they are in. So one of the students told him, the walls heard it 5 times. He just heard it the first time. One of the students told him, incident. Rav Naftali was the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin. One of the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin. Rav Mendel Zaks also gave Shirim Aradin. Son of Lord of Havtzak. But Rav Naftali, so Rav Naftali has an interesting interpretation on this thesis. Let's say witnesses come and they testify, they're sitting today in the office, witnesses come and testify that the sun is shining outside. So the Bezin says, so therefore what? No, I just want to testify the sun is shining. Well, it's raining outside. It's cloudy outside. So there's no such thing as Kabbalah Seder if it's not relevant. If they say Reuben stole money from Shimon, and there's a case, the guy has to pay, or Reuben was Masik Shimon, or he says Reuben paid up the money that he owes to Shimon. If he tells a story that's relevant to Halacha Maaseh, the Bezdin is supposed to act upon. So then Bezdin's Kabbalah. But if the Edom come and they testify a story, that's irrelevant. It may turn out to be relevant. Let's say the witnesses say the sun is shining, and then other witnesses will come later on and say something about it was dark and no one can see anything. So you see, it's not true because the first witnesses said the sun was shining. There was no sun eclipse at that time, so it may be relevant later on. But you're not mekabelatus because it may turn out to be relevant. You're only mekabelatus if it's relevant already now. That's a din later on. Daf Ayin, I think I'm at base. Says al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yakum davar. The Gemara has a din davar v'leichatzi davar. Yeah, in the top of mine on the day, 6 lines from the top. Davar v'leichatzi davar. The two psukim. I think in Parsha Shoftim al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yumas ameis. That the fashions need to edim. Then al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yakum davar. That's mamonis. And then the pasuk says, if a man discovers kemotza ba'ervas davar, that his wife was mezana, that he has to divorce her. So the Gemara learns that he's ervas davar, 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 min mamon, that the davar should be ervas also nichnei, to ascertain that a woman is a soita asur labayda, she has to get divorced, that the davar should be ervas, so you need to wait. So the pasuk of pishnei, the mo'ch pishloi she'ein v'achum davar, that's talking about dili mamon. So the Taroim had a tradition, they argue about the details. What is the davar v'lechatzi davar? But they all agree there is such a, in principle, there is such a din. Bezdin cannot be mekabelatus if what they said is irrelevant. It will become relevant if someone else will tell the other half of the story. But they're only telling one half. The Gemara gives an example that all the Tanaim agreed to. Let's say, in order to be bar mitzvah, you have to have shana v'siman. You have to be 13 years old. And yud gimel shana v'mechel, you have to be one day into the 14th year. Let's say, Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So 13 years later on Vav Adar, he's 13 years old. On Zayin Adar, that's the first day in the 14th year. So that's called Yud Gimel Shana V'yamechon. So you need Shonim with Siman. You have to have Shtei Saris with Siman. So Shtei Saris with the Eva Erevon. So let's say two Edim testify. One Ed says, I saw Sarah Achas on the right side of the Eva Hazachus. And the other Ed says, I wasn't looking on the right side. I saw one Sarah on the left side. So each one is only telling a half a story. You tell one Sarah, you didn't accomplish anything. So one might have thought half and a half is a whole. So the Gemara says, no, that's a din of Dava V'lechotzi. Let's say two, I gave a bad example. Two Edom say, we saw one Sarah on the right side. And two Edom say, I saw one Sarah. We saw one Sarah on the left side. Shnayim Ram Machas Begav, Shnayim Ram Machas Bekreis. Everybody agrees that that's Dava V'lechotzi. Because they didn't, it wasn't relevant. They tell a half a story, it's not relevant. It may become relevant later if another story will come, but you're not mekabelatus if it's not relevant. So Rabbi Naftali has the following. When the witnesses, second katedim, come to Bimazim, the first katedim, so they say, you say that you saw the halva, or you saw the piron, or you saw the ezek, or you saw the ritzicha. Whatever they claim that they saw, and the guy's Chai Maman, not Chai Maman, Misha, Malkus, whatever. So we say, Imanu Hayisim and Makum Vani. You weren't there, you don't know what you're talking about. So does Bezdin have the right to accept the second Katedim? Is it relevant? So if it's Efshah B'Chazara, if the Paskan originally, you only give Kasher Zaman if Nigmar Din Al Pihan. We spoke about it yesterday, it says Nefesh B'Nefesh. So it doesn't mean literally actually Yehorgu, the Tzedukim in the days of the Baisheni understood Nefesh B'Nefesh, the Edom Zevim only get punished if that Gehorgu, if Loi Horgu, they don't get punished. So we pass them just the opposite. Horgu ain't a Rogim, Loi Horgu ain't a Rogim. So you need a Nigma Din, if it's Loi Nigma Din or not. So let's say the best made a Nigma Din, he deserves the death penalty, he deserves Malkus. And then the second cut come and they say, Man HaYisim, the whole story is not true. So Bezdin has to be mekabel the second cut in order to reverse the psak. They gave the psak based on the first psak that was based on the first katedim. That was a false psak that the guy deserves mitzvah or malchus. They have to reverse it. But if they already gave him the death penalty, he's dead. But they already gave him the malchus, so they can't reverse it. It's far found. It's too late. So what are they going to be mekabel? What's going to be the relevance of the kabbalah to say this on the second cut? Merely for the purpose of punishing the first cut, the kasha zamam. So that's what Taisus seems to have understood. That's Rav Nachman's interpretation of Taisus. That Taisus understood that that's the din kasha zamam like kasha rasa. That's not considered relevant. If you mekabelate him, and the kabbalah say this is relevant. He said, you were in Philadelphia last Sunday. You were not in New York. So the man asked me, Adam, I'm going to get Adam. It's raining outside. Sun is shining. The moon is shining. What's an afkamina? So if they say the Adam are lying and therefore you have to reverse the psak, you gave a psak, his chai misa, chai malchus. Okay, the reverse psak. In moment, even if they already made him pay the money, the bezin's going to reverse the psak, make the guy give back the money. So that's relevant. But let's say if it's malchus or misa, and they already gave the malchus or the misa, and it's not, there's no relevance in accepting the second edim with respect to reversing the psak, the mistaken psak. The only relevance is to punish the first kat edim. You cannot be mekabelatus for that purpose only, just for the purpose of giving kashas. Once you're mekabelatus for another, for a legitimate purpose of reversing the psak, so then you tag along with that a psak on the edim that they get kashas up.
What about making the first kat of edim loser nevanas?
Pasalaidus, yeah. Yeah, that's a strong kasha. There are a lot of kashas against this interpretation. That's a very strong kasha. Yes? I don't know. I think it's an interesting idea, but the kasha is a good one. So that's the famous interpretation, and you have a murderous kasha against the interpretation. Okay? Yeah?
Can you usually just, maybe that's not enough to be considered like a reversal or a real effect, but it has to be like some physical thing, like they have to pay or get lashes, but like simply bringing them to court just to remove their edus, like their edum status, we think that's not good enough.
Why not to edum come and say that Floyni eight chazen, we didn't give him hasros and we can't give him malchus, but we want you to know that he's possible edus.
That's acceptable.
Yes, he mekabelate him to pasal the person. He tells the story that he once lent beribis and therefore he's pasalatus. Okay? It's relevant. The pasal the person is. That's relevant. Why not say you should be mekabelatus of the second adam, the pasal of the first adam? Unless you're going to say also that not. That adam zavim is really a chiddush. It's really a trade, trade. Chiddush means an exception to the rule. The rule is whenever you have trade, trade, two edim contradicting two edim, you don't know who's telling the truth. So the Torah was mechadish, if the mazim, if the second pair contradict the first pair, in a noifan of hazama, they say man hayisim, then the Torah says we accept the testimony of the second, and we don't accept the testimony of the first. So maybe it's only if you're going to reverse the psak, maybe you'll come up with a chiddush that point. Maybe you'll say what you said is not true. If they only come to be mazim the first, if witnesses come and they say the guy itchazer, he's been chal Shabbos, or he lent beribis and he's pasalaidus, it's okay. But if the edim are going to come and say the first kat are lying, and therefore the pasalaidus, who said the first kat are lying? Maybe the second kat are lying. So it's trade, trade. So the only time there's a chiddush we accept the second testimony is if the bezin's going to reverse the psak that they initially gave based on the first witnesses. But if they're not going to reverse it, maybe taki don't pasal the first edim. Is that true? You don't passel the first edim? Wow. Pashtun says that you should passel the first edim. But you do passel the first edim. Okay, so that's Rav Naftali's pshat, and that's this, a very strong kasha on the pshat. Yeah. Then what did we learn also yesterday? We learned, the Gemara says, there are 5,000 of us in Zikin, 24 of us in Zikin, and the one of them is Edim Zanimim. Some of them are mom and some of them are knas. The original, the list of Abba Abbas Nezikin and 13 Abbas Nezikin didn't include any knas. But then Reb Priya is Bryce, it's done. Reb Priya, 24 Abbas Nezikin, he already puts in Kegel Valavahei, or Nishin Mefatim, or Tisham, or Edim Zanimim. He throws in all the knasses. He throws in all the knasses. There's a Ramban Chumash in Parshas Vayishlach. Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. What does it mean, dinim? the Bnei Noach HaMetzuva on Sheva Mitzvahs. At least Sheva Mitzvahs, where we say they finished doing all the work already. So I consider them more comfortable. So. These are my students. Okay. Beautiful. Are we finished? Not yet? No. Yes. So the Gemara says the Sheva Mitzvah has been in Noach. We have a prior rule as a Rasam Zor Nisos. If the Nachri violates any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, the Chayv Nis. So the Rambam explains, and the Gemara in the Buchim, and the Mishnah Torah also, I think, explains why did Shimon and Levi wipe out the whole city Shechem? Because they violated Dinim. Because one of the Sheva Mitzvahs ben Erech is Dinim. And Dinim requires that the community should set up a legal system, and they should punish criminals, they should punish violators. And Shechem ben Hamor raped the girl, Dina Bas Yaakov, and the community knew about it. They didn't do anything about it. They all knew about it, and they didn't react. So since they didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Dinim, so the Chaybis. So Ramban argues, as the Rasam Zoyim Misosim only applies if you violate an Avera between the Asim, not if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Dinim. It was supposed to put up on the Dinim, and they were supposed to punish the criminal. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. That Shegal Tase. You only give as a Rasam Zoyim Misosim if they violate an Avera, Bikum Biaseh. The Rambam, we mentioned, the Rambam writes the same in the Gita Milo. The Rambam's opinion is, the Gemara says that B'nai Keturah, Avraham Avinu married Keturah, and she had, I think, 8 children or something. I forgot already. So the Gemara says that the B'nai Keturah, Avraham Avinu was Mukhiv to be Mal B'nai Keturah. So Rashi writes, Avraham Avinu was the father, and he, even though B'nai Keturah were not Jewish, they were his children biologically, so he was Mukhiv to be Mal the 8 B'nai Keturah. And the Rambam learns a fantastic chiddush that all the descendants of Bnei Keturah are mechuyev to practice milah. Very strange that they have more mitzvahs than everybody else. Shag Sari has a whole essay where he writes he thinks the Rambam is tamur. He thinks Pashav Shalimar is like Rashi. Avraham Avinu was the father. So even though they weren't Jewish, his children is mechuyev to be malvim. The chayvus are all malvim, but that the Bnei Keturah the yerba void. All the descendants of Chayim is very difficult. So the Rambam writes that today, which group of Nochrim are considered Bnei Keturah? So they're probably mixed in with the Arabs somewhere. But no one knows who they are. So the Rambam says they're all Mechuyev to be Mal Misofik. But if they don't fulfill the mitzvah Milo, they wouldn't get the death penalty because it's a Sofik. It's not about them. So it's clear from the Rambam if you know for sure that someone is a descendant from Bnei Keturah, and he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Mila, so he's chayv misa, but he didn't violate an avera, he just didn't fulfill the mitzvah. That's the same as the other Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Nenach and chayv misa for any violation of the Sheva mitzvahs, but Nenach, even though the violation is by not a crime of commission, omission, they didn't fulfill the mitzvah, not that they violated an avera. So the Rambam doesn't agree with that. Rambam thinks that the only time you say the Bnei Noach Achai Misa is the violating Aver Bikum Biaseh. Not if they're B'Shevi Altaseh, they didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So why did Shimon Levi wipe out the whole city Shechem? So Rambam says, what are you talking about? The people in Shechem were up there with Zorah. They did Kama V'Kama Averis before. It had nothing to do with Dina. They were Achai Misa from before. So then when the Rambam is presenting his position on Dinim, in Parshas Vayishlach, the Ramban al Torah, he says that the Bnei Noach are mechuyev to observe all the Choftal Olavos Nezikin. The Bnei Noach are mechuyev to observe everything, whatever the Jewish law is. That's the Bnei Noach are mechuyev to observe. There is a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says in Chulin that Bnei Noach are mechuyev to observe 30 mitzvahs. Where are the 30 mitzvahs? The Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So on the back of the Gemara, one of the commentaries suggests There are seven mitzvahs b'ninach, and one of them is dinim, which refers to the chav tavad avos nezik. That's 24.
Sadi
bet. Sadi bet. So who writes this pshat in the back?
Nisan
Gur.
Huh?
Rabbi Nisan Gur write that in Chav Tama? Could be. I don't know. So someone has this pshat. I don't think so. I think the Maariv Chais maybe has in the back. How do you get to 30 mitzvahs b'ninach? They're really seven mitzvahs, but one of them is 24. The Chav Tala Ram Zizik, and that's what the Ramban said. The Nachim HaMuchayev to observe all the same Dina Mezit, so all the Chav Tala Ram Zizik. So the later Mepharshim say it's not really Meduyak, it's not correct, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Beferish that by Bimara Mitztavo Aladin, but Bnei Yisrael came to the city Mara before Maimon Hasina, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Dina. So the Gemara says, what do you mean dinim? But dinim was given to Bnei Noach. The Jewish people had dinim way before Maimon HaSinai. How can he say, Sham Samachokam Mishpat? And he said, we're given dinim in Mara. So the Gemara says, what was given to the Bnei Noach was only mum, not knas. And after Mara, then they were given knas. So you can't say, Chav Tal Rav Zizik. Chav Tal Rav Zizik includes Kefal Dal Vahey, Oynes Matata, Motsi Shemra. It includes all the knases. The Gemara says, Chav Tal Rav Zizik includes all the knases. So that's a problematic Ramban. Rashi writes on the 30 mitzvahs, and that Gemara Chulin, Rashi doesn't know what the 30 mitzvahs are referring to. So getting back over here again, so the Gemara says, all the choftal l'rovus nezikin, kulam k'ovus v'shalami meitav. You pay meitav, everybody has to pay meitav. And even those that are only midirabbanon, hezik sheni nika, lak mitame, midame, minaseh, so Tosis quotes, Tosis refers you to the Gemara Gittin, whether Hesek Sheinu Nikah is Chai Meratorma de Rabbanon. The Gemara proves from the Mishnah Hesek Sheinu Nikah is only de Rabbanon. It's not Chai Meratorma. But nonetheless, called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there as a Tikkun. So even Metamem Damem Menasech, which is only Chai Meratorma de Rabbanon, also pays Meitav. Everybody pays Meitav. So the Tosis writes in the Maschot Tachas Nesina on Hem Aleph towards the bottom. The Tosis writes, Achidish, and it's a machlekes, the Meiri and the Tosfei Arash, other Rishonim are not convinced that it's correct. It's a major machlekes of Rishonim. What if the Edom Zemimim are testifying falsely, I pay you $100,000, that I owe you $100,000 of the halvor. So you only have a right to collect from me Beinimus. Because of Achav Dina the Beinimus, the Exilusisha Dina the Ziburis. So let's say they testify falsely that I divorced my wife, and I have to pay her ksuba, I didn't pay yet, and the ksuba is only nigvas ben aziburis. Then when mazim the edim, it's not true. I don't have to pay ksuba. So do they get the same punishment that they tried to give me? I have, so they have to pay me from ziburis. So they say no. Kulam kabbas l'shalim meitav. So that's the machlekes of Rishonim. So the Balatesis is of the opinion, even though they were testifying on ksuba sisha, which is only ziburis. They were testifying on a halvor, which is only beinanis. But once you mazim them, they pay b'toras edim zem, then they pay from meitav. In the Meiri and the other mitzvah, Kubetz, quotes the Tosfei Arash, they're not so convinced that it's correct. They think it's wrong. They think, what do you mean? You make the edim zem, you punish them more than they were trying to punish the nidon. They were only trying to get him to pay from beinanis or from ziburis. You make them pay from meitav, that's more than kasha zem. So what's exactly the Nekudas HaMachlekes over here? So I remember many years ago, Avraham Lichtenstein was learning Baba Kama in the Koilov, so he gave a very fascinating shiur. And then we looked and we found the whole shiur, lock, stock, and barrel, was Rav Shach had it. Avraham Lichtenstein probably didn't even know at the time that Rav Shach wrote a sefer on this. He has a sefer on the Rambam. That volume on the Iske Mammon, so it's the first essay in his Sefer. Every so often, Rav Soloveitchik said exactly word for word the same as Rav Shach. They think the same way, they thought the same way, and a lot of things. Yeah. So Rav Shach raises a question there, what's the nature of this din that you pay for Meitav? Is this a din in the Piraon, the Tashlumen, when it's man, Higiyas Man HaPiraon? Then the din is the tashlumen, you have to pay meitav. Or should I say, no, that's the nature of the chiyuv. When the chiyuv is chal, it's the chiyuv to pay $100,000 meitav. Or you say, no, the chiyuv is to pay $100,000, and then when it's lamais, it's time for the tashlumen, so it's a din in the shas ha-tashlumen. So this argument that the other Rishonim have, the Niri, the Tosafot Rosh, have the argument against Tosafot, how can you punish the Yedim Zomimim that they have to pay $100,000 from Meitav? They only try to make the person pay from Beinonis or from Ziburis. How can you make them pay more than they try to make him pay? That's only an argument logically if you hold that the Meitav is integral to the Chiyuv. It's an integral part of the Chiyuv. So how can you say that they have to pay more than they try to make him pay? But if you say, no, the Chiyuv is to pay $100,000, then when the Lemaisim, when it's time to pay, it's a din in the tashlumen. How you do the tashlumen? So then it's not considered that they're paying more. So Rav Shach writes, there seems to be a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim over here. But then he develops the idea, he shows there seems to be a stira between different sugyas, not just the two opinions in the Rishonim. So he talks about the top places on Hey Amud Aleph, Tav Rabbi Akiva Ligzizeh. So the Gemara says that if this... if this brisa of Rav Chiya is listing Edim Zemimim and Rav Boshia didn't list it, how come? How come Rav Boshia didn't list Edim Zemimim? The Gemara says because Rav Boshia thinks Edim Zemimim is Knas. Okay? And he didn't list any other Knasses, Kefal Tavrehei. So just like he didn't list the other Knasses, from Fatima to Shemra, so he didn't list Edim Zemimim. Either. So then the Gemara asked, really? You think that the Braisa, the first Braisa up in the Mishnah, the first Braisa Rav Boshia, think like Rabbi Akiva? So if he thinks like Rabbi Akiva, so why doesn't he hold like the other Rabbi Akiva? Which is not necessarily such a strong kasha, just because you accept one din that Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Akiva said 1,001 din. You don't have to follow everything else that Rabbi Akiva said. The Gemara could have answered that, Anachanami. A few people pointed that out, Anachanami. But the Gemara raised the question, if he holds like Rabbi Akiva already, so listening short, dasik, short, listening short, dasik, adam, why don't you count short twice? Because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that short, dasik, adam, you pay nezik, shalim, even the first time. Short, dasik, short, then kigav, shari, shari, yeah, you only pay chatzi nezik the first three times. And the fourth time on, you pay Nezik Shalom. So, if you really hold like Rabbi Akiva on the one topic, shouldn't you hold like Rabbi Akiva on everything? So the Gemara asked, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that Shor Dazik Odom pays Nezik Shalom the first time. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why the first Braisa Rav Boshia didn't list Shor Dazik Shor and Shor Dazik Odom separately, because Tavi Rabbi Akiva Ligzize, the whole kasha, you visualize as if someone's banging down on the table with his fist. I have a kasha, he bangs on the table. So he says, Rabbi Akiva weakened the whole fist. You're banging down on the table is not such a strong kasha, because Rabbi Akiva says, even though Shor Dazik Odom pays Nezik Shalom for the first time on, but you only pay Megufa, you don't pay Minolia. Okay, so we said yesterday that sometimes you have Chatzi Nezik Min Ha'aliyah by Tzuris. Pei Chatzi Nezik Min Ha'aliyah. Sometimes you have Nezik Shalom Migufa. Rabbi Akiva's din of Shor Dazik Odom. You pay Nezik Shalom the first time and you pay Migufa. So why is Tavi Rabbi Akiva Ligzize? Just because he said that you pay Migufa, so why isn't it still a good kasha? But Rabbi Akiva says that it's Shor Dazik Shor. Only Chatzin Nezik Shor Dazik Odom is another Av that you pay Nezik Shalom the first time. So what does it mean to Rabbi Akiva Ligzize? So the top line in Tosafot says, Ein Lefarsh Lechaza, but he shouldn't say Rabbi Akiva backed out from his sheet. The fact that he says he paid Megufa shows that Shor Dazik Odom is also only Chatzin Nezik. Initially in the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Akiva saying Shor Dazik Odom the first time he paid Nezik Shalom. But then the Braisa that it quotes Rabbi Akiva says, Miguf means he backed out, don't pay Chatzin Nezik. They said it's not true. You do pay Nezik Shalom, but you pay the Nezik Shalom Migufa. But Ben Hananel writes like that funny line in Tosafot. Ben Hananel says over here, Tav Rabbi Akiva Ligzize, Kloimar, Chazabo. Ben Hananel on the side run, 10-15 lines in, says Chazabo. So Tosafot says, Ein Lefarsh Chazabo. They're not accepting Rabbi Ben Hananel. They don't want to pop Rabbi Elchanan on the head. Rabbi Elchanan was way before. He was from the days of the Gaon. The Rif always quotes, he always talk with respect on the Gaon and our Rabbi Elchanan. But the Tosfos is disagreeing with Mice. So they say it's not correct Chazbal. So if it's like Chazbal, so why is Tavra Bakibul and Zizek? Why shouldn't Rabbi Oshia list off Shodazik Adam, Shodazik shows two different others? So Tosfos finally says, Yeshloimar, why isn't it a good kasha? Yeshloimar, Kevin Dedim Shalom Anabigufo, it doesn't belong in the list Kulam Kavis or Shalom in Meitav, because you're paying the Gufo, so it's not Meitav. That's what Tosfos says. The Yepshah, the Mishnah, Gabi Yavis, Amir Kamu, Kulam Kavis, Shalom in Meitav. So if you're paying the Gufo, it's not going to be Meitav. So Rav Shach points out in his Sefer, that there's a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi in Gittin, the Perek HaNezokin, where the Yerushalmi says that Nezek and Chatzi Nezek, you pay Meitav. So the Yerushalmi asked, what do you mean you pay Meitav? Nezek, when you pay Nezek Shalem, so Shorbar Mavahevi, you pay Idis, you pay Meitav. All the Chav Talar Abbas and Zikim, Chatzi Nezek, you don't pay Meitav. Tosfos says, you pay Migufo, so that's not Meitav. So the Yerushalmi asked that question. How can the prices say Nezik v'chatzi Nezik yipei Meitav? How is that Meitav? The Yerushalmi says, if my shortam was mazik your behema or whatever your property made a damage, and I have to pay chatzi Nezik migufo, so then if we did as a kifas milveh, what does this kifas milveh mean? The Yerushalmi says, if we did this kifas milveh, so then I still owe you the chatzi nezik, but not b'toras shortam, but b'toras chov stam. So then I have to pay you meitav. What is the kifas milveh all about? So the kifas milveh, the concept that appears in Mishnayos, the most famous place is in Shviyas. The end of Masech Shviyas talks about the farmers and Eretz Yisrael, not allowed to plant and not allowed to do avodah. It's a karka. And then, even not for the farmers, there's a din that if anybody owes me a halvoya, so when Shemitah comes to a close, Shviz Mishamet is b'sofer. Din of Shemitah's k'sofim. So let's say, when I go to the butcher shop, and I go to the grocery store, the little grocery store, they sell me on credit. I always go in, my children go in, they go shopping there, and they don't always have money. So they mark it down, I owe them money. So once a month I come in and I pay them whatever, a couple hundred dollars, whatever I owe them. So if I owe, that's called hakofa sachanus. When you buy on credit, you buy by hakofa. So the Mishnah says hakofa sachanus, shviz is not mishametis. Shviz is only mishametis a halvoe or a chayv stam. Chayv stam means little of the clear blue sky. I say, hey, by I'm going to get myself to give you $1,000. And just by saying so, Tosfos, we assume like Tosfos, Tosfos assumes that you can't create a hizchad just by saying, I obligate myself to give you. I'll change my mind and I won't give you. So we make a kinyan, so you give me a handkerchief in exchange for my accepting your handkerchief. Kinyan suder, kinyan halip, and that clinches the deal. And I'm mechuyev to give you yesh me'ayin, even though it's not in exchange for anything else. In secular law in America, such a hizchad doesn't exist. Has to be
in consideration
for something. Either you sold me merchandise, you have to pay for the merchandise, or I damaged your property. It has to be some consideration of something. But it's time to create yesh b'nayin hischayvus out of the clear blue sky doesn't exist. The halacha says there is such a thing. And we say you can create a hischayvus either by dekin yesuda, that's konam yodo. Mara has many times konam yodo, you make a kabbalah's kin yesuda, or I deshtar. I can write on a piece of paper, hereby I'm going to have myself to give you $100,000, I give you the piece of paper, so that clinches it. Even if I say it balteh, in the presence of witnesses, it doesn't clinch it, that's not a chiyuv. But shtar kinyan can create a hischayvus moment. So I can create a hischayvus either with a shtar or with a kinyan suda. So the din is a shvis mishametes es hamilveh. If I lent you money and Shemitah comes to a close, then I'm not allowed to ask you for the money. Or if you obligated yourself to give me chov stam, you obligated yourself not in consideration to anything, just as a clear blue sky to give me $1,000, that has the same status as a alvor. It's his chayvus midas, and shmita will cancel that. So the Mishnah has the following din. I owe a few hundred dollars to the butcher. I owe a few hundred dollars to the grocer, and I didn't get to pay the money yet. So shvis is not mshametes, it's a milve. But then the grocer made a skifas milve. He said, no, you no longer owe me the money, the toiras, the meha mekach. Let's say I buy something from you, and I didn't pay, and I promise I'm going to pay in the future. Then you come next month, and I have 50 years later, I still didn't pay. So if I never pay you, the din is that I'm not going to, it was begineva. If ultimately I made a kinyan on the thing, let's say you gave me a lulav, you need shalachem, on the first 2 days of Siddur, you need shalachem, gave me a lulav, and I made a kinyan on the lulav, made a kinyan chotzer, I took it into my pot, and shine is my lulav. And then I promise I'm going to pay you whatever, $75 for the lulav and the essen. Then it turns out, years go by, I never pay you for the lulav and the essen. So then is it, Lord Milson, my friend, the esrog never belonged to me. You don't have to pay up at front. You can pay at some later date. But if he ultimately he never pays, so it's a Lord Milson, my friend, never belonged to him. That's the Asik. We sell the chomis to the Nochri, and then the Nochri says he's going to pay. But then after Pesach, he doesn't pay. And we give him a few dollars, and then he sells it back. What do you mean? It turns out he never paid. The chametz, the rabbi sells the chametz from all the balabatim, put all the cookies together, and all the schnapps together. It's a fortune of money. So the nochri never pays for it. So shouldn't it be a glory milsa mafreya that the nochri is never cutting any of the chametz? So that's what the balatanya has in his siddur. He says, he quotes the Shita Mukubetzin like that. He says, when you sell a chametz to the nochri, you have to make a skifas milve. You have to say, and the $100,000 that the nochri owes all the balabatim for buying all the chametz is no longer b'toras d'mei hamekach, no longer chiv d'mei hamekach, it's a chob stam. So therefore, if he never pays, you don't say that cancels the mekach. He owes the money as a chob stam. He no longer owes the money. No longer owes the money the Torah's Dnei HaMekach. And therefore Shvius would be Mishamit. The Mishnah has a Shvius in Shvius. And Shemitah. If Shemitah comes to a close and I owe the butcher money and I owe the grocery store money, so Shvius is not Mishamit HaKofas HaChanus, what I bought on credit. But if the shopkeeper made his kifas milah with me, he makes a cheshbon, he adds together, I shopped on four times. My children shopped in the store. They bought candies, they bought breakfast cereals, they bought milk, they bought nash, whatever they bought. He adds everything up and he says, you owe me a sum total of $89.55 for everything. And then I say, I no longer owe him the money, but Torah's Dmei HaMekach, it's no longer called HaKof Sachanus, it's converted to HaKof Stam. Is considered as if I paid up the old debt by accepting the new debt. I accepted a chov stam, and that's considered piron for the old chov. So I no longer owe the old chov. So this is relevant for Shemitah, that Onsen Lufata Moitzi Shemra is not cancelled by Shemitah, and Ksuba is not cancelled by Shemitah, and Akavas Achanus is not cancelled by Shemitah, unless he made his kifas milva. If Zokan followed the milva, so then it's converted to become a chov stam. And if a lokeach bought some merchandise and it never pays, since it never pays, years go by, never pays. And Halacha says he's not kaina. It's a glory Muslim affair. He was never kaina in the first place. But if he converted the chov of the man Mecca into a chov stam, made his kifas smoke, then even if he never pays, so he didn't pay the chov stam. But the man Mecca he did pay by accepting the chov stam, that's considered a tashlumen for the old chov. So here, getting back to the Yerushalmi says there in Perek HaNezokin, what's it doing HaNezokin? Because the Mishnah says that HaNezokin, that's the name of the Perek, HaNezokin Shemalahim Be'idus, all the chov stam, all the nezikin collect Be'idus, and Bapak collects Be'idus, so we see she collects Ziburis. So Yishalmi has a brisa, nezek and chatzi nezek are both idis. The Yishalmi asks, what do you mean? Chatzi nezek is not idis. You collect megufo. Sometimes you don't even collect the whole nezek shalem, however much the animal is worth. If the nezek is $1,000, chatzi nezek is $500, the ganze behem is only worth $200. So you can't collect more than the $200 of the behem. So that's not idis. Idis means not only do you have to pay the full amount, you even collect from idis. That's not idis. So Yishalmi answers, the brisa that says you collect chatzin nezek idis is talking with zaken followed by milva. So Shach points out this is problematic. Zaken followed by milva, we usually assume the pshat is, Rav Soloveitchik gets to say this definition. I think he got it from Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer writes that that's the pashat pshat. It's considered as if you paid up the old debt by accepting upon yourself the new debt. So the old debt of the chatzin nezek is paid up already. And now you owe a chov stam. A chov stam should be beinonis. So we have on Gittin, you have the, every so often you have on the bottom of the page of the riv, sometimes you have the balamor, and sometimes you have hasagas of the rivet on the riv. Balamor and the rivet both learned the harusa. So, each of them, both of them, wrote Hasogas on the Riv. So the Ravid has, on Perek HaNizokin, the Ravid has a piece on the bottom of the page of the Riv, where he interprets a Gemara in the Bavli as speaking about such a case. I owed you Nizikin. I was one of the Choptal Arovis Nizikin. I owed you an amount of money that you had a right to collect from Yidis. Then we made, the Gemara says, Shafa Yidis. What does it mean, Shafa Yidis? What happened? Very difficult term. So the Rishonim give totally different interpretations. So the Ravid interprets what it means is that the person made a skifas milva on the chov of Nezikin. He accepted a chov stam upon himself as the payment for the old chov, for the chov Nezikin. So the Ravid reads in the Bavli that then the guy collects beinonis, no longer collects zidis. Kozman that was a chiv b'toras chov talarav is Nezikin, and Nezakin is zidis. But Shafa Yidis, if he converted the Chayv of Nezikin into a Chayv Stam by making Skivas Milva, now it's converted into Alvoa. So Chayv Stam is like Alvoa, so you only collect from Beinonis. So Rav Shach points out, the Yishalmi says, not so. Yishalmi says, Beferish, Nezik and Chatzin Nezik are both Yidis. Yishalmi says, what do you mean Chatzin Nezik is Yidis? But that's not Yidis. Yishalmi says, we're talking about a case that he made a Skivas Milva. So that's clearly contradicting the way the Ravid learns in the Bavli. So according to the Ravid, it's Machlek is the Bavli in the Yerushalmi. Rav Shach explains that this seems to be the issue that they're debating. What he interpreted over here in the bottom Tosfos, Tachas Nesidin Yishalem Kesef, whether the din of Meitav is a din b'shas ha-piroin, it's a din of the Tashlumen. Well, it's a din in the, it's an intrinsic in the chiyuv. In the chiyuv, like that you have to pay so much money min ha'idis. If the din is in the chiyuv, you have to pay idis, so then when you convert it into a chayv stam, so that carries over also idis. Problematic. Why? Rav Shach said he still doesn't understand why. But it was converted into a chayv stam, so it should be beinonis now. But that's what the Yerushalmi says. And the Ravid understood, not so, the Ravid understood that the Bavli is Chaylikam, not Yerushalmi. The Bavli is also in Git and Perak HaNizokim. All on that Mishnah, HaNizokim, Shamala Hindis, Balchav Benis, Mizumish Sisha, Viziburis. So the Ravid interprets in the Bavli that when you make a Skifas Milva, it's not that the Edis is intrinsic in the Chiyuv. When it comes Manat Piron and you're paying, so if you're paying the Taurus Nezikin, then you have to pay for Midas. But when he's paying the Taurus Chov Stam. So since Bishas HaPiron, it's a din the Taurus Chov Stam, so that's why the Ravid interpreted in the Bavli that you pay Beinonis now. He thought that this issue, whether the Edis is an integral part of the Chiyuv, or it's a din in the Piron, din in the Tashlumen, should be not only Machlekes HaRishayim, should be Machlekes the Bavli in Yerushalmi. He says the Rambam didn't quote that Gemara in Gittin that the Ravid interpreted. He says, maybe the Rambam thought we should paskan like the Yerushalmi. He doesn't take a stand one way or the other. If he made his kifas milver and something that was nizik and he started off with didis, then he made his kifas milver. So the Rambam doesn't say one way or the other, whether you collect now from beninis or from idis. And the Rambam seems to have understood that that's machlekes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Rav Shach says he doesn't really understand. With everything that he said, he still doesn't understand why should it be idis. Because bottom line, it's no longer b'toris nezikin. It's b'toris chov stam. So it should only be beninis. Why should it help that it was intrinsic in the chiyuv? Anyway, but that's what the top tesis of the top tesis here in Ham and Aleph says. There's no kasha. Tam Rabbi Kiva Mitzizik. Rabbi Kiva says, Tam Shechavo Biyot Mishalim Nezik Shalem. Yeah, but the Nezik Shalem is only Migufo, so therefore you can't call it Edis. There isn't any Edis. And according to the Yerushalmi, there is Edis. It just Migufo is a limit, but if you do as Kivas Milva, then you will have to pay Edis. So the Tesis is, the Yerushalmi says, there is a din of Chatzin Nezik. There's a din of Edis, even a Chatzin Nezik. That's the Yerushalmi and Gitna HaNezakim. It is considered Edis. How will that ever come up? You're only paying me Gufo. The guy's not going to give me Edis, he's going to give him the Behema. Afkamin, if you make us Kifas Milva, so the Yerushalmi says, then you'll have to make, then you have to give Edis. And Tesla says, not so. Tesla said that you're not Milchayev to give Edis.
The amount will be
Chatzin Nezik. Yeah. Won't exceed the Chatzin Nezik, and a lot of times the Chatzin Nezik will not even reach Chatzin Nezik. Let's say the Nezik is $1,000, Chatzin Nezik is $500, it's only worth $100, $200. It's not going to get more than the value of the Behemah. But still, the Yerushalmi says that's called Edis. It's not coming, it will happen if you make us keep us moving. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so according to the Yerushalmi, the Edis is integral into the Chiyuv, and according to the Bavli, it's just the time of Piron.
It's only a din in the Shas HaPiron. And it's time to pay, so then you have to pay sometimes the Edis. But it's not integral in the Chiyuv. Not that the Chiyuv is to pay that amount. Instead, Rav Shach thinks that that L'chor is the Machlokes HaRishonim. And the test is Tachas Nesina. If the witnesses testify falsely, they gave Edis B'sheker that Pliny owes $100,000 Ksuba is only Nigvis mi Beinin mi Ziburis, or Pliny owes money Halvoa, so it's only Nigva from Beinanis, and then you mazim them, so the Balatosis thinks that the Edis pay Meitav. And the other Mishalim say, how can they pay Meitav? They can pay more than they would try to make him pay. So the Balatosis says, oh, that's not more. The same amount of money. It's a din in the tashlumen. How do I find that tashlumen? You got to do it like this. Whether you have to pay by check or by cash or by shovel cash, whatever. That's a din in the tashlumen. And the other rishonim think it's not a din in the tashlumen. It's a din, an integral din in the chiyuv. See, he's slapping a bigger chiyuv on the Adam's adamim than they try to impose on the man himself. Yeah, but we can make him pay less than they. Sometimes it looks as if they're paying more. So it's not really paying more, they're paying the same amount. But since Lamaisa, when it comes to pay, so make him pay Edis. They were trying to make him pay this $100,000 from Beninis and Ziburis, but they have to pay that amount from Edis. The bottom line, it's the same amount.
But
Mammon, you're making them pay Betaris Knas, so they're getting away. It's less than what they tried to make him pay.
Same amount of money, no?
Same amount of money, but Moedi Beknas is Pata, Moedi Mammon is Chayiv. So if the fellow himself, the witnesses testified falsely, he owes $100,000. So if he would be more than $100,000 of a business deal, he wouldn't say more than the Knas, but he'd say, Hedor's Baldin Kemeinim Dami. We'll make him pay based on his Hedor. And now that we slap the chiv on the ed, we say it's only knas. If they'll be moider, they'll be potter. So you're not really giving them the full kasher zama. They're paying the chiv that they have is less than the chiv that they imposed on the other one. But that's why there was the first opinion in the Tanoim. We don't pass like that. The initial opinion was Edom Zamim has to be Mamayna because you want to give him Kasha Zamim. So we're just going to say that by them it's Knas, it's not up to par, it's not the full Kasha Zamim. So we don't pass like that. We pass like every kid. Edom Zamim is Knas. And it's still considered that you're giving him the punishment that they tried to give him. Yeah.
According to Meiri, why do I need to exert Shabbat for Mita? For Edom Zamim? It's all Kasha Zamim.
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. That was Tosis' argument. They're trying to make him pay Edus. If you make them pay Edus, that's a double kosher. That's part of kosher zaman. I don't know. That was Tosis' argument. That's how Tosis proved that that case was given. I don't know. This is how Gemara appears in Krisis, the beginning of Krisis. Now, based on the base. So the Gemara says Krisis in here. The Mishnah has a minion, Abav is Nizik and the Mutbe. It doesn't go for Rav Boshia's list. Rav Boshia gave a list of 13. Now the Mishnah says you have to make life so complicated. Abav is Nizik. Rav Boshia only has 13. He doesn't have 24. But why does Rav Chiya say 24? The Mutbe what? What is he leaving out? Then he only says, what does he have to give a number for? What's the relevance of giving the number? So this is a question. Whenever the Tanoim give a number, what's the relevance of giving a number? So Masech Shabbos, it says, Ovis Melachos Arbaim Chaser Achas, the 39 Ovis Melachos on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, why did the Mishnah mention what's the significance of saying the number? Just say, Ovis Melachos Acharish Azareh HaKoytzer Adosh, we'll read it and we'll count it on our own, that there are 39. Why does the Tana have to waste his breath to say the 39? So the Gemara says, to tell you the din, that if he violated all 39 Halamech, it's 39 Chatos. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. That there's chiluk malachas l'shabbos yichayv 39 chatos. We discussed the two opinions in Tosfos on Beis HaMaralev. Is that because it's like tamchuyim mechalkin, because each malacha is done in a different form, or because it's like shemus mechalkin? Maybe 39 different isim. So that's two ways to understand. But the din is that there's chiluk malachas l'shabbos. The Gemara has another explanation in Divrei Yomim, the Talmid Chachamim and those generations are referred to as the Sofrim. So the Yerushalmi has such comment. Lo menikru Rishonim Sofrim. Why in Tanakh? Why the rabbis called Sofrim? She'asu kol haTorah kula sfuras sfuras. They gave numbers for everything. They said that 24 Ovos in Zikin, 39 Malachos al Shabbos, 13 Dinim in a Nivlas Ayv Tohar. You have a lot of times Mishnah gives you a number in order to remember the Torah Shabbat Pes. If they give you a number, so if you'll forget some of them, you remember, but there's supposed to be 24, so you have to figure out what are the missing ones, the 39 Malachas on Shabbos. So if you only have 35, so you'll realize you got to scratch up, you got to figure out another four in order to add up to the number 39. So that's, according to that version, Lamanik and Rishon himself, Mishos, so Kalat Tarkul, the Svura, Svuras. So you can't necessarily be Medak anything for the mission. But here, as the Gemara says, the Tana in the Mishnah says four. He only wants to list four. He doesn't want to list all 13. He says 13. He has a reason why he doesn't want to list the rest. So we're talking about Mama, not talking about Knas, and so on. But the Tana says 24. Why not Kamina? What's the significance of saying 24? So one could say, also called Tarakulas, you should remember. So if you only come up with 20, you'll have to remind yourself which are the missing four. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says both here and increases are based on base. The number 24 is because the Tana also left out some Nezikin. He didn't mention Moser Mefago. Why didn't he mention Moser Mefago? So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlekes on the first daf increases. Rashi says because Kulam Kavas and Shalom and Meitav, Moser Mefago don't pay Meitav. What a pella. 24 is such an octopus of Gzeirah Shavah. Tachas and Sin and Shalom Kesef, 24. The 24 psukim that are all connected with the Gzeirah Shavah, and they couldn't kratzeis, they couldn't figure out another two. But Moser and Mefagel, so the Gemara says, no. Why? Because this is Kotshim and this is this. Shoyim b'dibur lo kamayri. There's a reason why they don't pay Meitav. That's how Rashi holds. The Mut and Moser and Mefagel, they don't pay Meitav. This is right over there, increases. They don't think Rashi is correct. The Gemara didn't mean to say you don't pay mate. The Gemara just explaining why the Tana didn't mention Moisevifal. It's not talking about Kochim. It's not talking about Dibur. It's only talking about a Hezek Aide Maisa. Not a Hezek Aide Dibur. Which one is the Hezek Shein Nikah? The Fagel is a Hezek Shein Nikah. There's an interesting Rabban in the Kuntres Dinan Yameh. In Baba Basra, there's a little bit about Grom and Gandhi. The Rabban has in the Chidushim on Baba Basra, so he wrote this whole Kuntres Dinan Yameh on the end of Baba Basra. So he has a Kasha. How do you determine? The Ramban first quotes in Kuntres Dinan Yameh. Some of the Baalei HaTosfos brought the opinion that Grom HaGamei is the same thing. So once you pass the like Rav Meir, the Don Dinan HaGamei, and that's cool from Baba Kama, it means that Grom HaGamei is Ikan is Chayim. So the Ramban says we don't accept it. That was Rabbeinu Meshulam. The Baalei HaTosfos, Tamen of Rabbi Natam, that he disagreed with a lot of things that he said. So this was one of them. That Grom HaGamei is the same thing. So Ramban says we don't accept that. So what is the difference between Grom HaGamei? So you have to figure out differences. Rabban says, whenever a person is mazik the machshava, b'sheg al-tasa, that's either b'sheg al-tasa, I gave a mashal, let's say I'm walking in the street, and little kids are ready to smash your car. And I can just scream at them, and I say, get away! All I have to do is scream, and I'll run away. They don't have any weapons to harm me, and I didn't bother to chase them away, so I was mazik b'sheg al-tasa, so that for sure is grom b'nezik. If you're mazik, b'sheif al-tasa, grom b'nezik. Then the Gemara has one person in mazik and machshava. Because he has an improper machshava, so he causes a hefset to the other person. So also, that's called mazik, b'sheif al-tasa, so that's grom b'nezik. And so the Ramban asks, so mefagel is mamish, mazik and machshava. There's a machlokes and taisvis, every other mesicht and zvachim and menachas and psachim and different besichtes, Tosfos has a gittin, Tosfos has 2 days. Lo yichashiv lo, pigul hu lo yirotza. It says, lo yichashiv lo, if you have a machshev is pigul. How do you translate what, on the level of the Raisa? What do you mean machshev is pigul? He's thinking to eat it chutz lezmana, or he says that he's going to eat it chutz lezmana. That's a big machlokes, Tosfos and Bava Metzia has it. Psachim, different besichtes. Does pigul need dibur? Or pigul maybe does not need dibur. The Rosh discusses when you have to tie tzitzis lishma, when you have to, we were talking about taking the wool and converting the wool into strings. So you have to make the strings lishma. So when the fellow pushes the button and the wool is converted by the machine into the strings, does he have to say he's doing the shem mitzvah tzitzis? That's enough if he's thinking. It's a good idea, I should say. He may forget. But let's say he didn't say he had in mind. There are persons, the Mishnah Berurah talks, person tied the tzitzis, and he didn't say before that he's doing a lishma. He paints the tefillah, and he didn't say he's doing it lishma. Does lishma need dibur? Or not necessarily. Lishma means kavanah. When you write a get, you have to say, has to write a get, lishma. So the common practices, he says, he says so in advance. What if he didn't say? What if he just has in mind? The couple is here, he has a mind to write again for this couple, they should be able to get divorced. So the Rosh links it up with this Shaila. When you talk about Machshava's people, the Chumash calls it Lo Yichashiv Lo, Machshava's people. Does it mean Machshava? It doesn't mean Dibur. But whatever it is, even if it means Dibur, but it's still not a Maisa. So the Ramban asks, if a Mazik B'Sheid Al Tase is called Rama Ben Ezekin, so why is Mefagel Chayev? Mefagel should be Ain't more message. It should be grown. No, Torah says it becomes puzzle. But it doesn't say that the coin who made pigle. You bring a carbon to the base of English, and I have machshavas pigle, so I puzzle it. Even though you should have said ain't al mazik dog shein shalom, why does it become puzzle? So the Torah says it becomes puzzle. That's not a tiny ain't al mazik dog shein shalom. But who says I have to pay? So the Mishnah says in Gittin, the Mefagel has to pay. So the Ramban asks, but let it be Groman Benezik, because Mefagel is a Mazik Memachshove, or the worst to give it is Mazik Ayde Dibur. The Dibur is also not. So the Ramban answers, but the Mechudish Dike answer. Ramban says that it's not true. When you make Pigul, it's not the Machsheves Pigul or the Dibur Pigul passels the Koven. Machsheves Pigul labels the Avodah as an Avodah's Pigul. And then it comes out, he did either Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrikei, he did an Avodah with Pigul. The Machshava labels the Avodah as Avodah's Pigul, and Avodah's Pigul passels. That is a Chiddush. That is a Chiddush, yeah. So that's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on the base increases. When the Gemara says that Reb Chiya and his brayso and this stuff chovta al rovos mezikin, what's the significance of mentioning the numbers? I would have said no significance. He wants you to know how many there are. So if you forget some of them, you'll count on your fingers how many you have, and you know you're missing until 24. So you remind yourself of the missing obvious over here. So the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says he gave a number. L'mute Moser Mefagel. What do you mean, L'mute? The Rashi says, L'mute, that you don't pay Meitav. All the others you pay Meitav, these you don't, because this is Kachim, and this is only Dibur. And this is only Dibur. Moser is only Dibur. Mefagel is not Dibur. Mefagel is considered a Maisa. That's how the Ramban writes in Dinei Gami. They could have said Mefagel is also Dibur. They didn't say that, because Mefagel is not Dibur. It's not that once you give the answer on the second question, it answers the first question also. Why didn't they mention Mefagel? According to the Ramban, no. Mefagel is Ayde Maisa. The Machshava labels the Avodas and Avodas Pigul, and Avodas Pigul passels the whole Korban. It is a famous difficulty in Rashi. We know what Pigul is. Rashi writes a whole different shot. Pigul. Koin Shishachat Kavana Shayisol Chatos Shum Shlomim. And the whole carbon is possum. The whole Rashi is doing it. That's not called Pigul. Then Rashi says, Ein HaKorban Oilu L'Chob is Bailov. That's all. If he shechta a Shlomim L'Shem Oilu, the carbon is kosher, but it's lo ala l'bada m'shem chavu. But if he shecht Achatas l'shem shlomim, the whole carbon is puzzle. Not just l'ol l'bayim shem chavit. That's the first Mishnah in Zvachim. So the Rashi, what he said is difficult. And why didn't he give the normal pshat on Pigul? So that's what the Pnei Yeshua. They tell me, aside, look at the Pnei Yeshua. It's a difficult Rashi. Whatever you're going to say, it's a difficult Rashi. So Taisus, there increases, disagrees with this Rashi. Taisus, what do you mean? L'mut t'masa m'fagla just means it doesn't belong in the list over here. But everybody pays meitav. Yeah. Well, this Tosfos raises an issue that later on Daf Kuf, there's a machlokes Rav Meir and Chachamim, where the Dainin and Dini Gamei are loy Dainin and Dini Gamei. We know that Groma, Bezikin, is Potter. And what if it's halfway between Groma and Adam HaMazik B'Yadayim? What exactly is called halfway between? That's the whole discussion, Tosfos and the Ramban. So if it's halfway between, then we call it Gamei. Or I guess the correct pronunciation is Grome, instead of Gami. That's how they put the Nikudis in the Encyclopedia Talmudit. It's not Gami, it's Grome. Okay, you have to know Aramaic. So Gami is a machlek, so Meir and the Rabbanu, whether you chayv or not. So what does it mean, somehow halfway in between Adam HaMazik B'Yadayim and Groma B'Nezikim? So the Gemara says later, Tosfos quotes the Gemara says later, the government wants to steal money from the rich Jews, but they don't know who's rich and who's poor. On the weekdays, everybody dresses the same, plain clothes. And on Shabbos, everybody dresses with Shabbos dikabagot. So they can't tell by looking in the balabatim who are the wealthy people who have millions of dollars stashed away in their mattresses, and who are the poor Jews. Everybody dresses nicely on Shabbos, and everybody dresses plain in the weekdays. So they come and they pressure me. They want me to tell them, who are the rich Jews? I tell them, this guy's very rich, and they look at his house, and they find millions of dollars in it. They have no bank account, so they can't go to the bank. They have no banks. So they go to his mattress, and they find all the money. So it's because of my mastering him, Mesirius, when you do Mesirius, Shaloi Kedin, the Croatian government has the right to take the guy, appropriate his money. He worked hard for the money. Why are they stealing his money? There's a din dina de malchusa dina, but not chamsa nusa de malchusa. Dina malchusa dina means if they're fair laws and they're fair, they treat everybody equally. But if they make the Jews pay higher taxes than the non-Jews, or they don't like businessmen, or they don't like doctors, whatever, they decided a certain, if they don't like prostitutes, okay? So they have, so they quote, they make the prostitutes pay higher taxes, so they're trying to put them out of business, okay? So that's not unfair. But if they're unfair to doctors as opposed to lawyers, what do they have against doctors? Or they have, they make the Jews pay higher taxes than the non-Jews. That's not fair. Whenever it's not fair, so the Rishonim call the Chamsanusa de Malchusa. It's not din in the Malchusa. So then they have the right to take it. So they come, they want me to tell them who are the rich Jews. They're going to search in their home till they find all the money that they hid away in their mattresses. So if I tell them, so I'm Chai Medina de Garmi. So Tosin says, but even if you don't hold like Rami, we happen to pass on din in the Garmi. Gemara says, later in Dav Kuf, we pass on like Rami, they don't din in the Garmi. But the Gemara says, even if you don't hold from Din de Garmi, but Moser is a special Knas Mede Rabban. L'chol ades, Moser is chayef to pay.
And the government,
the government makes the Jews pay more taxes. He didn't have to pay? Correct, that's Gazlanusa. That's not Din Malchusa, that's Gazlanusa. The Rabban used to say under the communists, almost everything they said was unfair. Everything was degraded. They're just ripping off all the people money. So they said that Din Machusa didn't apply. Everything was Chamsanusa Din Machusa. The only time it applies is the Gemara has the original Din of Din Machusa by paying taxes if the taxes are fair.
I'm saying if they mistreat everybody so they're not like discriminating, then what? Like how do you determine what's fair? Like if they have they charge like 95% tax but on everybody. So if they're not discriminating, so like what's to say that that's
what do they do with the 95% tax? So if they give the 95% tax to enrich the king, so the king has a right to be enriched. But if they have a whole ruling class, not the king, they just, the people running the government are enriching themselves at the expense of the people doing all the work. So that's very unfair, that the king has the right to be rich. It's okay. And whoever doesn't pay the taxes, goes all menas
amel. What if they have the king who's the president and the princes who are all under the king?
Okay, but under the communists, everything was Begineva. There was no king. There was no king. And they were just ripping off the public, and they were getting rich at everybody else's expense. So that was, and all the people rebelled. Until finally they closed down the communists and finally collapsed after so many years. So the Rabbanim felt that the communist government was Gazlanusa, the Malchusa.
If
the
meaning of unfair and not just
entitled,
are you
allowed
to master them?
If what?
The dinim are fair.
Yeah.
In terms of everything. In America, testifying, stuff like that.
Yeah. That is not Messir. That is not Messir. It's a different din. It may be a different din. In Shulchan Aruch it says that if there's a court case between a Jew and a non-Jew, and let's say I have a nursing home, and I have and I'm a ganav, I'm cheating government. Years ago there were scandals. The wealthy Jews had nursing homes and they're ripping off the government. They were taking money from the government for people who had died 25 years earlier and they're still collecting money from the government. They never buried them. They never wrote the death certificate on them. They put them in freezers and they acted as if they're still alive. They were taking money from the government. So the government knows that the people who work in the nursing home know what to testify. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if, let's say, there's a court case between a Jew and a non-Jew, between a Jew and a non-Jewish government, let's say, and another Jew knows to testify, and if he's not going to testify, then it's a chil l'Hashem, because the judge knows that the Jews are covering up on each other. He knows that I know testimony. I was the bookkeeper in the nursing home. Of course I know what's going on in the nursing home. So if I'm not going to testify, that's a chil Hashem, so you have to testify. Why isn't it Mesir? So the Gaon says, it's not Mesir because it's Kedin. I really owe them. I stole the money from the government. But he says, you're not supposed to, if not for the fact that it's a chil Hashem, you shouldn't testify, that's not Mesir. Not for the fact that chil Hashem shouldn't testify because that's called Aveda Sakul. When a Nochri lost an article, so there's a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda, we treat the Jewish people as if it's one big club. And you have to do Hashavas Aveda, all the members of the club have to do Hashavas Aveda. So you better give back, Avedas Nochri, they're treating the Nochri as if he's also a member of the club. And he's not, the Nochrim are not a member of the club. So Gemara says that that's an Issa to give back Avedas Akum, unless you think you will accomplish a Kiddush Hashem by giving it back, which is often the case, or unless you will cause a Chil Hashem by not giving it back. They're going to know that the guy's hiding the money.
In the nursing home case, isn't that Genevas Akum? Like, it's not that they lost the money, it's like you stole it, you lied to them and took it.
Yeah, Genevas Akum, but right now they're looking for the guilty criminal. They don't have evidence to punish the guilty criminal. So they're missing a man. So I'm going to help them find the criminal. So that's called Avedas Akum. They need testimony in order to put the guy behind bars. So the reason why you're not supposed to testify in court is because Avedas Akum. But whenever there's Avedas Akum, and if you're not going to give it back, you're going to cause Chil Hashem, so then you have to give back the Avedas Akum. So here, since the judge knows that the Jewish bookkeeper knows all the information and is just covering up on the criminal because the boss is also Jewish, so that's called the Chil Hashem. So the Makom Chil Hashem, you have to give the Avedas up. But it's not a violation of Mesir. Mesir is only when the money is being taken away from the person, Shaloi Kedin. Here the money is being taken away Kedin. He owes the money to the government. He owes the money to the other person, to the non-Jew. But it's an Isra of Avedas Akum. But Mok Achil Hashem, so there's no Isra of Avedas Akum.
Would you say the same in a din of Nefashos? That, let's say, plus v'shalom, a Jew kills another person and then they take him to a Goyish court and they ask you to testify that he killed or didn't kill?
For sure there's no problem. For sure there's not Messiah. The government has a right to punish even based on circumstantial evidence, even based on Eidechot. Gemara says by Nochrim, by Bnei Noach is not Beid Echad or Dain Echad, and based on circumstantial evidence. And not only can they be done Nochrim, Beid Echad or Dain Echad, they have a right to be done Jews as well, and I have a right to testify in court initially. Unless he didn't even violate an Isser at all. Let's say the whole Aver was that he attended Shul. And under the communists, that was against the law. You're not allowed to observe any religion. So they want someone to testify. Who are the people who attended the shul? Whoever attended the shul, we're going to throw them in prison. So I'm going to testify who went to shul. So that's mamish mesira. Even though it's dinah malchusa, but that's they have no, that's terrible. They have no right to make it. That's chamsonusa de malchusa. If the fellow didn't violate any of it at all. But let's say the Jewish person violated gezel. And dinah malchusa is whoever violates gezel more than $500,000 gets a death penalty. So they'll give him the death penalty. Okay, there's nothing wrong. That's not mesira. That's not mesira. Mesira is only when it's shaloi kedin. When it's kedin, it's not mesira. It may be an issue of aveda sakum. They're looking for the missing person. So then, if it's makom chil Hashem or kiddush Hashem, then there's no issue of aveda sakum.
Why is it called aveda sakum this man is in, like, let's say, America? Because it's all one shabbos and there's a lot of Jews around.
I mean, whoever doesn't pay tax in America, yeah. If you live in a democratic country, if you live in a country where the role of the tax is to enrich the king, so the Rambam writes, whoever doesn't pay tax is goizel minas hamelech, is stealing the money that belongs to the king. But if you live in a democracy, so everybody is considered shutfim, and we all have to pay our taxes in order to cover the water purification and the fire department and the police department and the mail delivery and everything else and for the forests and for fixing the highways and for all the things that we should from on three different levels. There are certain things that the federal government takes care of. They do the delivery of the mail. Certain things that the state government takes care of, the highways and the forests. And there are certain things that the municipal government takes care of. So we should from on three levels with everybody in the community. So whoever doesn't pay taxes, because he's not paying taxes, everybody else has to pay higher I pay taxes. So I'm paying 10 times as much as I should pay because there's so many people who are not paying taxes. Whoever cheats on taxes is stealing from me. So it's not Gezel Akum. In the days of, years ago, days of the Gemara, whoever doesn't pay taxes is stealing menas ha-melech. So that's gezel akum. So you can say, maybe it's of course hava asay. That's the Mishal HaMelech raises the shayla. Gezel akum means if I stick my hand into his pocket and I steal his money. What if I owe money to the akum, I don't pay. So that's of course hava asay. Gemara said that sometimes of course hava asay is mutter, even though gezel akum is asay. So Mishal HaMelech raises the possibility, we don't pass him like this, you raise the possibility, maybe not paying taxes, it's called hafkos havasa. But that's only when the money of the taxes goes to enrich the king. So then I'm being mafsed, the nochri king, from the money that he's entitled to. So that, Mishal HaMelech raises the possibility, maybe that should be called hafkos havasa. But today, it's not hafkos havasa of the goyish king. He's stealing from all the people that do pay taxes. He's stealing from all the Jews and all the non-Jews, stealing from everybody. Whenever you have a democracy, Israel, America is a democracy, so all the money just goes to pay the governor or the prime minister is also entitled to his salary. The parliament decided how much salary he should get. He didn't twist their arm. We elected the right or wrong. We elected Mr. Trump as president of the country, whether you like it or not. He was duly elected, so he's entitled to whatever the Congress decides his salary should be. So the mayor of New York City is entitled to his salary. The governor of New York State is entitled to his salary. So all the money that we pay goes to cover all the expenses that all of the shutfim have together. So whoever doesn't pay taxes today is mamash a gazlan. He's stealing from all the Jewish people who are paying higher taxes because of those who don't want to pay taxes.
Would Rebbe call that gezel akum or gezel yisrael?
Both. It's gezel yisrael.
And it isn't like
shutfim have, let's say we have a shoe store together, and we're shutfim, whatever percentage we're shutfim. And one guy sticks his hand into the money and he walks off with more than his share. So he's stealing. So he's stealing from all the other shutfim. So whoever doesn't pay taxes in America is stealing and making all the other people pay more taxes. I'm paying 10 times what I should pay. If all of the multimillionaires wouldn't be such ganavim, so they would be paying more taxes. I would pay much less in taxes. So it's a gezel from all the other shutfim. It's interesting, the Gemara says the first Braisa, Rabbi Oshia, didn't want to mention any knas. But he does mention, there's a Tzaripa, Shemes, and Boshas. He doesn't mention Kefa, Dalvei, Aynes, and Mephata, Moshe, and Shemra, because that's knas. But the Hamish, Dvarim, there's a Tzaripa, Shemes, and Boshas, then he does pay off the Mosman. So it's interesting, the Gemara seems to assume that there is that Boshas is not knas, and Nezik is not knas. What's the issue of the Rambam? Rambam sounds like he says that Nezik is Knas. The funny Rambam, the Rambam sounds like he says that Nezik and Boshes is Knas. So the Gemara tells later on Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara has a din. Gemara quotes a Mishnah on Lamed Vav on the base, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from later. Atekela Haveroi, who is the Gamond of Tzadik, is Atekela Haveroi, is about 18 lines from the bottom, and Lamed Vav on the base. Atekela Haveroi Nesem La Sela. How did they come up with this idea that you pay Sela? So some Rishonim say, Rashi says, they made Boshes, aside from the Tsar and the Nezik and the Ripur, if there's there, Sela is for the Boshes. And the Rambam says, the Sela covers everything. There's a Tzaripa, Shabbos, Boshes, it covers everything. So the Gemara says that you can't collect it bebodo. Why can't you collect it bebodo? So some write as if Boshes is Knas. Boshes, because usually Mammon is when I pay to make good the hefsid that you lost. Whenever I pay Yosef and Masha, he's a Kefa Dalavahai, Anasim, a Papa, Schum Katsuk, so it doesn't correspond to the hefsid. So when you pay boshes, there is no hefsid. Well, psychologically, you felt that humiliated. But in Dinim Amnes, there is no hefsid. So that might lead one to believe the Rambam sounds like he says like that, that boshes is knas. But the Gemara is beferish on him and Amnes, that Rav Boshia doesn't list any knas. That's why he didn't mention Kefa Dalavahe. But he does list Nezik Tzarit B'Shevet Boshes. Obviously, he thinks that Nezik and boshes are both Mammon. The problem is, we're not sure with the Rambam. The Rambam says that Boshes should have been Boshin should have been Knas, and right of a Knas is Potter. So if a person admits that I was the one who beat him up and he looked so awful, so then he ought to be Potter. But the Raman says it's high because when he is admitting now that he harmed him, that he beat him up, so he suffers the Boshin now. He's causing him to be humiliated now. So it's not that he's Nemon, right of a Knas. We believe what he said, that he beat him up last week. His admission now is causing him to suffer the humiliation. So he's humiliating him now in the presence of the Bezdin, when he makes the door. So that's why it's Chai Boshes. So the Rambam sounds like he holds that Boshes is Knas, so it's problematic for this Gemara. But the Rambam also writes that Nezik, Merdeh Me'atzma should be potter by Nezik. Why? Nezik is also Knas. Boshes, we can understand a little bit why it's Knas. Why should Nezik be considered Knas? So I remember years ago, one of the Rabbanim told me that when he was a little boy in Europe learning in Cheder, so the Malamed told them Pshat and the Rambam, he was just teaching simple Pshat and the Gemara. So the Pasuk says, Ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein. So the Malamed said that the Ikechi really is to poke out his eye. But that's really an Oynish Haguf. So just like we say a person, you don't say Hadas Badin, if a person admits, I deserve Nisa, I deserve Malkus, if a person admits that I was chevel b'chadei, I deserve ayin tachasayin. The initial chiv really is an oynish aguf to poke at my eye, but the Torah Shabbat Peh says we substitute mammon instead. Ayin tachasayin mammon, we substitute. But the ikar b'chiv really is oynish aguf. So that's why the Rambam says that he shouldn't be neman to pay al pi atzma. The din should have been he should not be neman al pi atzma. Not that he meant to say that nezik is knas. The Gemara of the Fair said nezik is mammon. But rather that the ikachi by nezik is an einish aguf. Yeah, but what's the beer by boishes? Even if you say like Rashi that atekela avero, those who sell it, this is the made boshto. So why does the Gemara Rashi says over there you can't collect it in bovo? Does it mean that boishes is knas and that's why you can't collect it in bovo? Rashi writes, Amar mizrabu utak lechaber b'hoy zet tofes mishalom. If it's not tough, it's Lein Magvein Alei B'Bobo. Why Lein Magvein Alei B'Bobo? Because Boshes is Knas. So the Pashta says, no. The Gemara says later in Perek HaChoivon that really to be done Exelus V'Chavolus, you really need Shlosh Smuchim. And in B'Bobo, no one has any Smicha. Smicha has to be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So they didn't fly back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to B'Bobo. If a person got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, he moves to bubbles, so he can function as a dai. But they had hardly anybody had smicha. So how did they have the right to be dan dini mamine? So the Gemara says, shlichusai ku abdina. But the Gemara says, we only apply shlichusai if it's milsa de shchicha, there is be chisor and kiss. So boshes, there is no chisor and kiss. But that's why lo magvina le bubble. Rashi didn't necessarily mean to say that boshes is knas, and that's why lo magvina le bubble. Lo magvina le bubble, because it's leis be chisor and kiss. You only say shlichusai kavdinan. That's the Gemara in Hachayvon. Beginning, you only say shlichusai kavdinan. If it's a milsa d'shchich, it is bechisam kis.
This is coming
to
the seller. So,
it should be
the
tea of his bite. It should be, but every time you're going to have to be done. So Rashi and the Rambam said, the Chacham said, make life easier for the dayan. Just say, whoever does this, pay one seller, and that covers everything. According to the Rambam, covers Nezik, Tzarik, Bishem, it's not Boishes. According to Rashi, it covers the Boishes. But it's not really a Kshum Katsum like Hamishim or Boishes or Mephata, Mei of Moiti Shemra. This is the Chacham made in Omed. Make life easy for the Dayan, and we'll just say it's always a seller. Usually going to be a little less, a little more, but don't waste the time of the Dayan. It's not really the same, it's not the same kind of Kshum. That's a good Kashim. Should be a schum katzim, should make it knas. But the answer is it's not betor schum katzim. We're guessing. That's probably approximately how much it's going to be.
Maybe it's by the nezek, it's onesh because it's replacing the onesh aguf.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really only by chavala, by nitzke mamon, I'm replacing the object. That's sort of chai, right?
Yeah.
So this idea in the Rambam is only true by
nitzke mamon. Only by chavala, right. The Rambam only says it by chavala, right? Doesn't say it by nazik. The Rambam says that the Rambam says that you should really treat Nezik and Boshes as knas. There should be moida b'knas should have been potter. That's the problem with the Ram. What do you mean? That's a conboshes of knas against the Gemara. Gemara said the Farish Tani Rabbi Shia didn't list any knas, but he did list all the chamisha dvar. They see that nezik and boishes are also not knas. That's the problem with the Rambam. Then the Gemara says, "Lmuti Moser Mefagel," that even the last price, the Tana Rapriya, didn't mention Moser Mefagel. So Rashi learns it increases. He didn't mention it because you don't pay Meitav. Chiddush Tosfos disagrees with the Rashi. They say you do pay Meitav, but the Gemara gives a reason why he didn't mention it, because it's only Mazikai they did Shani Moser. He's only Mazikai the Dibur. And the previous Tanoim are not listening. What about Moitzi Shemra? The Gemara says, you're right, it's Dibura. It's Dibura Dizbe Maisel. Fregmar, what about it? Sataisa Rashi and Taisa, because only Chayiv Moitzi Shemra Boa. Okay. Then the Gemara says, what about Edim Zaimimim? He did mention Edim Zaimimim, that's only Dibura. Mara says, no, Edim Zaimimim Dibura. Abgav Delez Ben Nasser, Rahmana Kari Maisa. What does it mean, Rahmana Kari Maisa? So there's a Taisus that's in Sanhedrin, in Bob Mitzia, different Masechtas. There's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Whom do we give Malkus to? Whom do we punish with Malkus? So whoever violates an Adair, that's similar to Losach and Shabbadisha, because in Chumash Dvarim, we dash and smuchim, and the two psukim are next to each other. The Hayom bin Hakos HaRasha immediately precedes the pasuk of Losach and Shabbadisha. So in Chumash Dvarim, we dash and smuchim. So whoever violates an Adair, that's Dumi, the Lav Dachasim, is similar to Losach and Shabbadisha, gets Malkus. So what's considered similar? So there's a machla in Perik Eilei Naloikin. That's the theme of the whole Perik is, when are the Averis similar enough to Losachs and Shabbadishai that you get Malkins and when not? So there's a machla in Satana, we pass on a lav shem on Maisa, ain't loikim alof. If you violate an Aver, I de dibur, so you don't get any Malkins, that's called ain't mo Maisa. So Tosis has a kasha, there's a machla in Sabiachan and Rishlok. That's how we pass on lav shem on Maisa, ain't loikim alof, and dibur is called a lav shem ain't mo Maisa. So the Gemara has a machlekes of Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish. There's a din lo sachsim shabedisha. What's a din of chasam of the kol or hinhiga the kol? You're not allowed to muzzle the animal when it's threshing lo sachsim shabedisha. It's doing work with food, so you're not allowed to cause it pain by putting on a muzzle. What if I didn't put a muzzle on? The animal is about to nibble. I scream at the animal and it gets so petrified. It does the work and it doesn't eat anything, it doesn't nibble. So I violated Losachsim Shabbadisha, I ate Dibur. So it's a machleg Zabiach and Rish Lokish. So Rish Lokish says, what we should have said, that it's a lav shem on Maisa, ain't like him all. And we don't paskin like Rish Lokish. We paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Chasama b'kol or hinhiga b'kol. You pull a wagon, a shor v'chamor together. So Hamanik, shor v'chamor is like it. So that's if he hasn't tied up to the wagon and he whips the horse and the shor v'chamor and he makes them pull the wagon. What if he screams at them? And by his screaming, they pull the wagon. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Yechon v'Shlokish. V'Shlokish said, lav shem o maisa. He violated Aydei Dibur Zayin o maisa. And we pass like Rabbi Yechon and that you are like it. Why? So Tyson says, because the Dibur is Avid maisa. Since Aydei Dibur, he accomplished Chasima, Chasama de Kol, and in Higa de Kol, Aydei Dibur, he accomplished something. So this is similar to what Rabbi Yechon himself says in the beginning of Tmura. The Gemara says there are three averis where you violate Aydei Dibur. Usually the rule is Lav Shem HaMaisa Elokim Olav and Lav Aydei Dibur Elokim Olav Chutz Minish Bameim HaMekalach Aver B'Shem. This way, I swear a Shua Sheker. I swear that this jacket is made from gold. A Shua Shov. Everybody looks at it, they know it's not made from gold. Or I swear, yeshiva pays me $500,000 a year. That's a shua sheker. You don't know what the yeshiva pays me. If you know it's obviously a lie, then it's shua shav. If you don't know whether it's true or not, then it's a shua sheker. And if it's not true, then it's a shua sheker. So the Gemara says, you like it. If you take a shua sheker, you like it. Gemara says, that's an exception to the rule. He violated an aver. They amira. They dibur. It really should have been a lav shem emais. chutz mi nishba shvo sheker shvo shav lekal chaver b'shem, he curses someone else. The Rabbi Nachman in the pasuk in Parshas Kisav in the Techecha, l'sish b'liyuras Hashem anichpad v'hifl Hashem es makoyscha. That's how you know there's malchus. And the third one is meimer, one of those temura is lucky, even though he violates nagel, he dey amira. So Rabbi Yechanan tells the one who's reciting the brisa, letisni meimer, leave that out from the brisa. That's not an exception to the rule. The dibura is sabed meisa, since by saying arezu tachazu, it's chal. The temura is chal, so that's called the dibura. Dibura is be meisa. That's called alav sheish be meisa. So that's the pashtus, what the Gemara is saying. So Tosfos writes edim zaymimim. Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin. And other Masechtas, Eidim Zaynim is a, it's, I think it's a Tosfos Eidim Babakam also, Meruba. Tosfos Eidim Zaynim is the Dibur, the Isbe Maisa, because after the Eidim testified, Bezdin makes a Gemar Din on the person. You only give them an Oynish Kasha Zamam if it's Nigba Din Apir, because it says Nefesh Ben Nefesh. The Tzdukim understood Nefesh Ben Nefesh, they really killed the guy. And the Chachamim had a tradition. They didn't kill him, they made a Gemar Din on him. So since the Dibur is Sabin Maisa, because of the testifying, Dibur of the Eidim Zaymimim, Bezna makes a Gemar Din, it brought about the result. So therefore the Dibur is called Maisa, just like Chasama Bekal, Ben Higa Bekal, and Tmura. Whenever you do a Dibur, it leads to a Maisa. So that.
So like
a
bipedal, at least.
Bipedal also means, so why did the Ramban have to give his answer, you're asking? Why did the Ramban have to answer that the Machshev is Pigul labels the Avodas, and Avodas is Pigul, and the Avodah Pasul? He could have said, Machshev is Pigul Pasul, but it's called Biburis, this be Maisa, because it's Chal. I don't know, there's a Kasha on the Ramban. Why didn't he give this as an answer? I don't know. That's a good Kasha. Okay, there's more to discuss about this, because they have now new things. It's becoming more common. You walk into the house, you say, please turn on the lights. The lights go on. So if you do that on Shabbos, is there anything wrong? Or let's say you think, to have the latest thing, you just think, I want the lights to go on, so the lights go on. So is there a chil Shabbos or not? So one is dibur, this be maisa, the dibur leads to the lights going on, one is machshava, this be maisa. So the Chafetz Chaim had lost his son at a young age. So one of the svarim in the Likutei Halachos on Zvachim, he quotes a dvar from that son who died young. He quotes that the son quotes a sheet in the Chobetz, says, will we distinguish between machshava that leads to achalois and dibo that leads to some result. So some posts can distinguish that if I say, I want the lights to go on Shabbos, that's called chil Shabbos. It can't be machal Shabbos without a maisa chil Shabbos. But if you just think, I want the lights to go on, the lights go on, that's not called chil Shabbos. So that's a big discussion in the world of halacha these days. Okay, so we got to determine what's for tomorrow. We should talk about Inyani and Rosh Hashanah? Or some more Baba Kama? Or Parsha Sasha? It'll be me too. Okay.
The reaction of Zion these days is it supposed to be the Moshe's discuss?
Yeah.
Are you different? Are you different?